As required by law, when a locality and VDOT plan changes to a roadway corridor, public hearings like the one at Oak Grove Elementary School tomorrow night from 5 to 7 p.m. are required. Megan Cronice is with the Roanoke County Planning Department.
It's an open house style meeting where people can come and go as they please. We will not have a presentation, and the website with more information is www.roanokecountyva.gov/Oak Grove Safety.
Among the changes, those who stop by tomorrow's public meeting or will see on the county website are additional sidewalks starting at the Grandin Road Extension and pedestrian signals with crosswalks at Route 419 and Brambleton Avenue and at 419 and Postal Drive. Then there are two restricted crossing U-turns planned to prevent left-hand turns across oncoming traffic at both Stony Brook and Glen Heather Drives.
That's much safer because you're looking at just one direction of traffic coming at you instead of two directions, particularly when, you know, the speed limit there is 45 miles an hour and sometimes cars are driving faster than that. When cars are coming up on you quickly, making those turns can be pretty dangerous. So if you turn right instead and then make a U-turn to go back the direction that you intended, then that's safer because you're looking at one direction of traffic at a time.
Cronice says VDOT has already funded the proposed changes in the Oak Grove corridor with construction set to begin in 2027. Gene Marano, WFIR News.